Hi, I'm Alexa.
And I'm Rory. And together we are...
The Romies!
We are married.
To each other.
Right. We are a touring musical duo.
And our music has taken us to all kinds of places all around the world and keeps us always on the go.
So we hope you enjoy our stories and adventures while running around working to keep all your plates spinning.
And we hope to facilitate your busy lifestyle and feed your inner travel bug.
Mm-hmm. Sitting here on the porch in Kentucky, listening to boats go by on the river, I was inspired to talk about the latest on cruises. It's interesting that the coronavirus marks the first time the CDC has ever issued a travel advisory against a particular mode of travel, as opposed to a geographic area. But that is what they have done. And the industry has self-imposed being closed completely up through September 15th of 2020 for sure. Now, they're looking at all kinds of different ways to make cruises safer and come up with an entire strategy way to do it. One is fewer passengers, up to 40% fewer passengers, screening with infrared as passengers are boarding the boat to make sure no one has a temperature. If they do have a temperature, they don't get on, but they do get the refund of their cruise. So the 40% less means better separation. 4% fewer people means better separation. Also, probably not serving food in buffets anymore. That's another thing they're looking at. Already, they clean the railings and try and disinfect everything the best they can, but taking more time in between turnaround of cruise ships. Instead of them coming in at 7 in the morning, leaving at 4 in the afternoon, they can't do as deep a clean as needs to be done, so maybe longer times in between. Also, their employees go from ship to ship, and it's very common that they will carry sickness and disease from one ship to another. So they're also looking at employees traveling much less, far fewer employees that will be traveling from ship to ship, some way to do that. They haven't figured it out yet, and they're not ready to open yet. They do not have a plan to present yet to the public. They've been asked by different news agencies, but they have nothing yet to say. Though there is a company based out of Hong Kong, Genting Cruise Lines. Genting Cruise Lines, I believe. And they've got a plan that they've come up with. They mostly operate around Asia, but one of they're willing to talk about that they hope will help set the pattern for other cruise lines to take a look at it and see what can and can't be done and how it might work for them. And their whole idea of this is, hey, look, if we can keep afloat, we're going to make a lot less money doing these things with 40% fewer passengers and all the cleaning and stuff. But if we can stay afloat through this, then we'll make more money later on. But right now, we're just looking to stay afloat. So if other cruise lines can take on that attitude, I think it will open up cruising a bit sooner. But as of now, at least through September 15th, cruising is going to be closed throughout the United States and its territories. Join us next time.
Please subscribe to, rate, and share our podcast with your friends.
Or, you know, whomever.
And please like and follow us on Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook.
We're also on Twitter. And on all social platforms, we are at The Romies.
That's
TheRoamies. And our main hub is our website.
At www.theromies.com.
That's right. That's
TheRoamies.com. We'll be there until next time.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Bye.